This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now to meet at the stage door, your weekly recap on all things theatre here in Taranaki. Thanks to the wonderful team at BC Media. Let's meet now at the stage door.
Good morning and welcome to The Stage Door. Tracy Blake with you today. We come to you every Monday morning thanks to the wonderful team at BC Media. And thanks to Charlotte and the team there, we get to see all of our lovely billboards around central New Plymouth. Thanks so much, Charlotte and Dan, for all the support that you do for us here at Art FM. Well, it's not long now, and we of course have the Reimagine Festival opening here in October. And wow, what a great bunch of artists do we have coming to perform for us in Taranaki this October. It is going to be incredible. If you're into circus, you have Cirque Bonbon. If you're into suspense and immersive theatre, you have got Werewolf. If you're into music, well, the opportunities to attend various different concerts and so forth are endless, and it's going to be tremendous. But today I'm going to play for you one of the interviews that I had with a show that we do here for the Arts Festival, for Reimagine Festival, called Behind the Velvet Curtain. And I caught up with the performer of Little Gay Inn. Now, Jason was absolutely delightful, and you'll enjoy this interview that I'm about to play for you, but it'll give you a bit of an insight. This would be one of the shows that if I was to pick one I absolutely had to see and I could only see one, for me this was a bit of out of the box because I wouldn't have normally picked this, but after talking to him, I can't wait. I think this is going to be a let your hair down, have a great night at Fourth Wall Theatre. Let's go now to Jason about Little Gay Inn. Jason Parker, you were here for the Reimagine Festival on the 17th of October at the Fourth Wall Theatre. What a beautiful venue that you're coming to.
I feel so lucky to be coming to the Fourth Wall.
It is such an array one in the team there. Honestly, it's a beautiful little theatre and a lovely little intimate theatre. And I guess, I mean, what show is better there than something like Little Gay Inn? Tell me about it. Tell me about the show. How did it evolve? How did you end up doing this?
Well, to start, I guess we'll start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yep.
Little Gay Inn was something that I created as part of Auckland Pride a couple of years ago. I moved up to Auckland from Wellington. I'm originally from Hawke's Bay, but I was living in Wellington, moved up to Auckland. I was going out to a lot of gigs because I wanted to start a music career. I'd released a couple of songs and I really wanted to give it a proper shot. So I was going out to a lot of gigs to try and meet people, and I love New Zealand music. And I was noticing that in the audience, and there weren't many queer people attending gigs for New Zealand artists. And then I was going to gigs like Lizzo and Lady Gaga and Charlie XCX, and all the gays would show up. They were there. So I was kind of thinking that there was this gap where queer people maybe didn't feel like they belonged in the audience of New Zealand music, or they didn't feel like there was a space for them. So that's where the idea of Little Gay Inn came from. It's a queer music showcase to showcase queer talent, and also a space for queer people and allies and people part of the rainbow community to come and feel seen and safe. And it's just really wholesome. So since that first one, I have done like two a year for the last couple of years, and we just did three nights over this latest Auckland Pride, which is the biggest one we've ever done. And it was honestly so special. And now we're coming to Taranaki with a new version of it as well, which is like something I'm just so, so excited to do. The idea for Little Gay Inn has always been to celebrate queer artists from all over New Zealand, and going to Taranaki is the first time we're taking it out of Auckland,
which is
just like, oh my God, the dream is coming true.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's so cool. And, you know, like, I think that, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day about how theatre has really evolved a lot, particularly here in Taranaki. Like, it's really evolved a lot. Like, finally we've started to see even community theatres do stuff that's quite meaty or touching on subjects that were probably taboo 3 or 4 years ago even. It's nice to see that they're actually starting to do some really meaty stuff, and we've almost got, I think we've got to that stage where it's like everything, nothing's off the table anymore here, which is just lovely, and people are embracing alternative stuff. It's not the, you know, the boring, I'm sorry, I say boring and I'll say that in the nicest sense, but it's not the boring bloody, you know, the typical tribute shows coming through that are necessarily getting just the crowds, and it's not the you know, the farces that are always there, that people are actually going to see things that are about everyday people in everyday environments, and celebrating who we are as a people, you know, and I think it's to see this, and obviously with Reimagine Festival, and obviously Taft earlier on did the Right Royal Cabaret Festival as well. So it's nice to see. I sit there and think, hallelujah, like finally that we're actually at this stage now where audiences are starting to go, actually, we're ready for this, and there's a real need. I think you'll find here that you'll get a really good turnout. I really do think you will do.
I've already had some people message me on Instagram who have found me through the Instagram page of TAFE, and they are so excited. They've messaged me asking if they can meet me after the show, what the vibe will be. So even that has just been really special. And it's been young people reach out too, which is just so cool. And I grew up in a rural community in Waipukurau in Central Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I know what that would have been like. I
Yeah.
can imagine.
So I was the only like out gay person at my high school the whole time I was there. And obviously a lot has changed, but still going back to rural New Zealand, like I'm quite fabulous still in this day and age where it's like it's okay to be gay and it's like it's not something to be embarrassed of anymore. It's something that families are really open to. And I still feel like queer art and queer people aren't really seen in the smaller communities of Aotearoa. So being able to bring the show and highlight queer people from Taranaki who are there, like
Isn't that
living, oh
beautiful?
my God, it's just so cool. I honestly cannot wait to like I am meeting with Missy, who's part going to be part of the show, and Juliet, who's going to be part of the show, who are local legends. And I just am so excited to get to know their story and how they have created art in their own community. And yeah.
Beautiful. You know, it's funny you talk about coming from a small town and that small town mindedness, because I years ago came across a young artist. He was about 15, 16 at the time. You probably do know him, and his name is Jason Chaslin. And he's pretty phenomenal now where he's got to in his career. And I can remember Jason came and auditioned, actually, it was for Coca-Cola Christmas in Park. And he was 15, 16, this quiet young man who came in with his mum, who just had the most beautiful voice, and I can still remember back then it was on cassette tape that they had to bring a cassette tape of them singing in, you know. And he came with this cassette tape, sung "Oh Holy Night" for us. We recorded it, and we were like, "Oh my God, this guy's just amazing!" And then he went on to the consortium, and then ended up traveling on cruise ships, and then ended up in Alice Springs performing in the Priscilla show over there, and now is doing the fringe festivals, and doing all of these amazing out there, beautifully choreographed, beautiful vocals, as a drag queen, and is grungy and niche, and how wonderful. He told me, I can remember, because living in Nelson, he was living in Nelson at the time, and as a kid, has, you know, his own family. I mean, he has mum support, but it was hard. It was hard, doesn't, you know, and still to get through that. And here he is doing these great things. And I often think, you know, like for people to claw their way from those humble beginnings and go through all that crap, because it is
Well,
bloody crap,
we
it's
grow
crap.
up with a lot of shame, and and life doesn't really start until you leave the small town, because like I didn't even know any gay people
Oh my God.
except one person who was my mum's friend. And that was the only gay person I knew growing up. And for a very, very long time, I never felt seen. And at that time, there weren't even gay people really on TV and stuff like that. So moving out of home and out into a bigger city, that was the first time I started having like queer friends and going to clubs and like finding other people that related to my experience.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
people who are growing up in rural communities, you know, they're like, the kids are all kissing each other in the gym and, you know, whatever, but I was never a part of that. Like, I'm not, queer people aren't allowed to have dates or have boyfriends or whatever when they're growing up. So you kind of miss a whole lot of growing up until you get into your 20s. And so I don't live with the shame anymore, but everything just takes a little bit longer when you're queer and life.
Well,
just...
I can tell just by looking at you, you're the most beautiful human being. I can see that. Oh. I can. You can just see it. I'd like to actually like out of this. I think we'd get on because you are. I can just see it by looking at you. You're just beautiful.
Oh, thank
person.
You, darling.
You really are. I can see that. To get back on track, otherwise
yes.
we'd be sitting here for 3 hours because we will be. We could talk about all sorts of things. I could tell you, I bet we could. Now we were talking. I mentioned before about Priscilla, and you and I were talking about here because you're up in Auckland at the moment. Tell us about that.
So I am doing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert at the Civic Theatre. We open on the 12th of September, which is this Friday. And I am playing the role of Adam / Felicia, who is the young drama queen who has a dream to sing Kylie Minogue on the top of Kings Canyon. And it's just been the most incredible experience. I do have a background in musical theater. I went to university for musical theater, but then I stopped and I haven't done any theater since university, but I've been working on my career as a musician and writing pop songs. And then this opportunity came up to audition for the show. And it just all felt so right. This character I really relate to.
He's gorgeous.
Over the top, sassy man has a dream. And he's so funny. The songs are, oh my God, he just gets the most incredible music.
MacArthur Park would be my favorite out of that.
Same. I love MacArthur Park. The harmonies in MacArthur Park are just chilling. It's so cool.
Just far out. It's one of the best shows. It's actually quite funny because we were talking, friends and I, the other day about shows that you'd like, that stand out, like you'd really want to do. And I must, I'm a bit of a Stephen Sondheim fan. So I really want to do Sweeney Todd one day, but haven't ever managed to do that yet. But I think if I was a young man, I'd want to do that part. And
it's so fun. And also the cast, like a lot of the people in the cast are queer as well. And a lot of the people who are behind the scenes are queer. So it's just like
beautiful,
being really, really empowering, silly, like, oh my God, it's so silly.
I can imagine. You'd have so much fun.
So much fun. We're all just running around backstage in our jock straps and like frantically trying to get on a sequin gown and rub off some lipstick. And it's honestly been so cool. And I cannot wait for people to see like all the hard work that we've been doing.
Yeah.
And how seamless it looks, because my God, it's frantic backstage, as you'd know if you've done it before.
Oh yeah. So tell me, because you've got a few costume changes too in that show.
Oh,
you've got a few, you know,
so
like,
many.
Yeah, you would do crazy, and of course the bus getting on stage and all of that is.
Yeah.
Are they flying the
The divas are flying.
Yeah.
My character, my first entrance, is being flown down on a shell from the sky.
Oh my gosh, beautiful.
There's fake tits. There's hair to the heavens. Like,
beautiful.
It's really, really fun.
The costumes are amazing, aren't they?
Amazing, amazing. And I go from doing Priscilla, and we close up Priscilla, and then a week and a half later, I come down to Taranaki to... see all of you beautiful people. So it's literally just like, I could not get gayer at this point. It's just so nice.
I love it. Hey, what can people expect from the show that we get to see here on the 17th?
So Little Gay In this time round is a celebration of queer music. We'll have acoustic performances from all of our artists. Mm-hmm. Juliet and Missy, who I already mentioned, and I'm bringing Arielle Woese, who is an Auckland-based artist who sings. Oh, she's got the voice of an angel. I can't wait for people to hear her. And a guitarist, Livy Whitehead, who was originally from New Plymouth as well. And I will interview them. We'll get to discover how their mind works, how they tick, and then we'll go into their performances. They'll sing, we'll sing together, and we'll finish the show on a high with me performing my own songs. And I promise it's going to be like party, wholesome. I hope you make friends with the person sitting beside you. Like,
I'm
that
sure
is the
we will
vibe.
Do.
Yeah.
I must have, when I saw the lineup of the artist for this festival, Little Gayen was one I went, I want to go to that. Like, it was just straight away, it was the one I thought, this is going to be the show that I think we're going to have so much fun. Like,
yeah.
You could just tell just by reading all the publicity and stuff. Jason, thank you so much for today. We've got double passes, actually, that we're going to be giving away for different shows over the time. So people, of course, can have a look and listen out to this as a podcast for the chance to win different tickets to go and see over the course of the Reimagine Festival. They can head online to reimaginefestival.co.nz to book their tickets to come and see you, Jason Parker, at Little Gay Inn.
Fabulous. Thank you for having me as well. And if anyone wants to follow along, I'm at It's Jason Parker on all social media. And I literally cannot wait to come down and see you guys. I'm so excited.
Doesn't he just give you an insight to what the show's going to be about? It's going to be incredible. Little Gay Inn coming to the Reimagine Festival. It's going to be outstanding to see. Now, speaking of other things outstanding to see, tomorrow night at the Fourth Wall Theatre, they are hosting Constellations, and it is a beautiful, beautiful written script. It's going to be outstanding. Earlier on, I caught up with the cast from that show as they come here. They have performed it in Wellington before, and they're bringing it to Taranaki for the first time. Let's now go to the cast of Constellations on tomorrow night at Fourth Wall Theatre and running for the next few nights. Coming to the Fourth Wall Theatre here in New Plymouth on the 30th of September is a show called Constellations. And with me, I have Lottie Butcher and Ben Rowan, who are in the cast of the show. Welcome along, guys.
Morning.
Kia ora.
Now, tell me, first of all, tell me, what is the show Constellations all about?
Ben?
Okay, kicking it straight to me. So Constellations is fundamentally about a relationship. And what's interesting about the show is that it has this concept of moving between different parallel universes where the facts on the ground, so to speak, are slightly different. You know, so you might meet this person at a barbecue, and you might go out for a drink or a date, or maybe you're already in a relationship and you can't go out for a drink or a date, and then how that relationship can grow and change over time through these different versions of reality. There's quite a lot of kind of like quantum physics-y stuff involved in it. It's a very interesting script and quite challenging as an actor as well. So, yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's nice to get some meaty stuff, isn't it?
Indeed.
Well, I think it's been described, people describe it as a love story, and it is a love story, but it's more than that as well. It's so much more than boy meets girl, boy and girl fall in love, etc., because it shows their relationship through life's ups and downs. And when the ups are good, that's great, but they do go through a series of really big lows as well. And so as the story goes through, you get to see how they navigate that. And sometimes they do that well, and sometimes they don't. But I think the main thing is that we just want audiences to be really invested in this relationship. And it does keep you guessing right until the very end, because the scenes are short. As Ben says, the play is set within this parallel universe. And so I think some scenes are literally about 5 seconds long, Ben, would you agree? And some of them are several minutes long, but the narrative keeps moving really quickly.
Gosh, it's lovely. It's nice to see that theatre, that, you know, that slice of life, as it were. It's quite beautiful. Now, you guys have performed the show in Lower Hutt, you were saying.
Yeah, so it was all Ben's idea. So it was Ben who got us into this situation. And so Ben, do you want to talk about when you first saw it?
Sure. So I was living in Houston in the United States back in 2018, and I just happened to go and see this show called Constellations. I was given a ticket, didn't really know what to expect. Now, the show's only about an hour long, just over an hour long, and there's no intermission. So, as Lottie says, it's very quick fire. There's 50 scenes in that time.
Gosh.
And I watched this show, and I was just completely blown away by the script, the story, the characters, the way it's happy one minute and funny, and then it's tragic the next minute and really kind of deep and meaningful. And this idea of how life could have been different if things were subtly changed in some way. And I'm a bit of a quantum physics nerd as well, which kind of helps. But yeah, so I saw that show and I thought, I've got to do that. I have to be in that particular show. And then the opportunity came up to do it last year. Lottie thankfully agreed to come on board, and our wonderful director Lindsay Rusling also came on board, and the whole team got behind it. And it was a really successful season about a year ago. So the audience feedback was fantastic. Everybody loved it, and we're really excited to do it again.
It's so great that you're getting to bring it to Taranaki here. And as I was saying to you beforehand, we've got this real lovely little eclectic sort of theatre, obviously at Fourth Wall Theatre, and it's lovely, beautiful, intimate setting. It sounds
Amazing.
like this is a perfect play for that. Now,
It
tell
is. It's
me
an
about
amazing
your,
facility.
yeah, a beautiful. Tell me about your background, you two. What have you done beforehand?
So I went to drama school in London about sort of 20 plus years ago, without revealing too much about how old and haggard I am. And found out very quickly that being a full-time actor in London wasn't going to happen. So I became a drama teacher. But this hankering to continue to do theatre has just continued in my life. And then when I came to New Zealand 14 years ago and have really enjoyed doing theatre in Wellington. Met Ben, I think, 12 years ago plus. Ben and I have done a few little things together. And yeah, so I've just continued this love affair with theatre. I also do radio in Wellington as well. And continue to be a drama teacher. I should mention before Ben talks about his fantastic career that he's had in theatre, that Ben actually messaged me about 5 years ago about Constellations. Actually, it was just under 5 years ago, about 4 years ago. And he said, "Hey, look, I'm going to send you a script, have a look at it." But I had just had a baby and I read the script and I immediately thought the script was fabulous, but I just felt like it was too hard for me. And that he could find someone that would be a thousand times better and also somebody that hadn't just had a baby. And I just sort of forgot about the script. And then Ben messaged me again about 18 months ago and he went, "Hey, do you remember that script I sent you? I really think we should talk about it." And then it happened.
And here you are.
And here we are. But I think, Ben, we should mention that in the rehearsals last year, there was definitely some moments where we thought, we're not sure we can do this because it's such a challenging script. But Ben is an incredibly professional person to work with. And as I'm sure Ben will now tell you about his long career in theatre in Wellington.
So thank you for that. No pressure. So I've been doing theatre related stuff since I was 11 or 12. And without revealing too much, that's a long time ago now. Mostly I was doing technical things. So I was doing lighting and sound, and I still do lighting and sound work for theatres in Wellington as well. But a few years ago, I found my way onto the stage, did a couple of shows back in sort of, the early 2010s, and a few other bits and pieces here and there. And as I say, I saw this play and I fell in love with it. It's the sort of thing where I remember turning to the person that I went to the show with, and I when the play had finished, and I said, "That's impossible. Like, how is it possible that two people? Because it's again, this is a two-hander show we're talking about. How is it possible that these two people could go through all of these different emotions, all of these scenes where there's these really subtle variations in words or in mood or in inflection? How is that possible? And to be able to do that as an actor, to be able to, do your best to live up to that challenge, and to have, someone next to me who I really trust deeply. When Lottie and I have known each other a long time, and for material like this, that's really important. To be able to bring that to the stage with someone that you trust is just a wonderful experience, and it's great to share it with the audiences as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of intimacy, not just physically, but also emotionally. I know that Ben and I got really emotionally involved last year in the play, in the characters, in the story, and it felt really hard to shake off. And so that's why it's really fantastic to have this opportunity to do it
Gosh, it
again.
is. Plus, the show, it sounds fantastic. The show opens at the Fourth Wall Theatre on the 30th of September, runs for six shows. People can get their tickets from Fourth Wall Theatre's website as well. So if they want details, we're going to put a link up on our Facebook page because we've got double passes to give away.
Yay.
Hey, chuggers to both of you. I can't wait to see the show here
Thank
on the
you.
30th. It sounds amazing. Really looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to that show tomorrow night and running through to the 4th of October, Constellations at Fourth Wall Theatre. Well, that's it for me for the day for another Stage Door. You can join me next Monday morning at 9 o'clock here at ArtFM. And don't forget, you can also listen to any of the podcasts that we have of any previous episodes, either on our website or wherever you find your favourite podcast. Have a great week. Up next, we have The Number Plate with Brian Vickery and Morris West here on Art FM.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.